Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review today's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, after kind of a volatile week back and forth, we ended with a few gains here. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
We are higher in the grains and beans across the board. March corn closed at 358 and three quarters. That was up 3.75 on the week. D18 corn finished at 389 and three quarters, up 2.25. January beans were at 994.5. That was up 1.25. November new crop beans were at 1009. That was up 4.25 on the week. And March wheat finished at 437.5, up 5.5. And July new crop wheat finished up 3.25 at 466.5.
All right, you were telling me before we went on the air here, the week's news was a lot of small stuff and not really one thing that influenced market direction, huh?
Yeah, there's just not a whole lot going on out there as far as news. USDA came out with baseline projection on acres, came out with 91 million acres for corn and beans, and then wheat, I believe, was at 45 million. That was down a lot, but corn and beans still showing there's going to be a lot of acres planted. Glut's still going to be there, apparently, unless demand picks up. Traders are looking at South American weather right now. They're mostly concerned about the possibility that Brazil and Argentina will follow a La Nina pattern and turn dry. And as their largest soybean exporters, that could throw a big wrench in that.
All right, what are the position of funds? Where are they sitting at in the grain market right now?
Well, the most important position is probably wheat and corn. They're record short there. So although there may not be a ton of bullish news out there, with them sitting that short, there's not a whole lot of incentive for them to drive the market much lower. And S&P actually put a new high in on Thursday and sold off pretty hard on Friday. That market's getting pretty volatile. I wouldn't be surprised if you're seeing some of those macro fund traders exiting equities and maybe go bargain shopping in the commodities, especially the grains.
Very interesting thought. All right, let's talk about something that a lot of your producers that you've been talking with, decisions that they have to make. I'm sure their on-farm storage is full. The bin door is probably locked, at least for now. But what about those bushels that were trucked to town and have not been priced yet? What's the challenge surrounding that, Blake?
Well, first of all, if they're hedge bushels, there's no reason to keep them in there. Price them, pull your hedges there first, and if you have stuff on farm in the bin, you can leave that open to the market. Otherwise, we still hate paying commercial storage. You can look at the tried and true, buy a call option, probably July. We're looking at some three-way option spreads where you buy a call, sell a call, sell a put. You can get one of those on for anywhere from 3 to 5 cents, depending on your strikes. One strategy I really like right now is looking out to the D18 board and buying 450 calls and possibly selling some 340 put options. I like getting aggressive on that, and you're always long grain as well, so if that happens, we'd look to sell 2019 crop as well.
All right, at least start to get together a plan, and maybe even the first step in that is the seasonal averages. We'll be putting those on here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you get those 450 calls on. We're actually looking at putting a yearly average on. It would go, it's not a full year, but it would go from Monday through the end of July. Hopefully it's the worst thing to do. I hope Monday is the lowest tick into that average. But especially in a market like this, it's a lot easier to manage a position of short futures when you have the grain and the market starts rallying than it is to not have any positions on and we leak lower to 340 again on the D18 board.
Yeah, all right, very good conversation. Thank you very much, Blake. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
That's Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.